And Dylan, thanks very much for being here with us today.
Oh, you're welcome. Happy to be here.
We got a couple public hearings coming up next week here at the Knoxville City Council meeting on the 15th, having to do with some planning zoning type ordinance stuff. And there's going to be a talk about a new sign ordinance that has already been proposed and has been published. And there's something having to do with setback requirements and those changing a little bit. Talk a little bit about each of those and tell us what the goal is of each of these new ordinances.
Well, staff's been working very, very hard on a few new proposed changes to our zoning title. The most important thing I want to mention is public hearings are opportunities for residents to come and formally be part of the process. We do this for any change to our zoning code. I mean, we want residents here to participate and to help shape the zoning of the city of Knoxville. So anybody who's interested or who has feedback, please come and please listen and provide any feedback. In the meantime, if you have any questions, give me a call anytime. But the first thing that we've done is I've proposed a new sign ordinance to the city council. This is based largely on some of the feedback we've received from different people and organizations in the city which have wanted to build signs recently. You know, our current sign regulations are good. I feel that they're outdated. And for some zoning districts, you're very limited on the type of sign you could have. Also, it's not very clear as to what a sign is or what types of signs exist. And so our new sign ordinance, essentially, is much broader. It's much longer. There's a lot of pages to it. And the reason for doing that is, one, it clearly defines the different types of signs so that you won't have any trouble identifying what a ground sign is versus a freestanding sign or versus a, you know, a pylon sign. And it helps people easily know, you know, what a sign is, how a sign's measured, what kinds of signs are allowed in different zoning districts. And I think the most important part that we have is what I call the sign matrices, which will make it very easy for someone to go to look at our ordinance and to see, okay, I'm in a residential district and I can go look and see what type of sign I can have, what size it has to be, what height, the maximum height it can be, and if it requires a permit or not. You know, some signs we don't want to require permits on, such as campaign signs. We wouldn't want to regulate those. There's all types of signs which, you know, we don't want to regulate, we don't want to cause a permit for. And so those, some of those are allowed. And there are also some illegal signs which are also outlined in the ordinance. But for the most part, it's made it very easy for people, organizations who want to build a new business, or even, you know, residents who want to put a sign up to go look and to find what it is they're looking for and see what's allowed. The other zoning change is a little bit different. It's something that we refer to as accessory structures. So currently our code addresses accessory buildings, which typically is a detached garage or a similar structure. What I've proposed to the city council, and this is also based on some recent works here in the city, is for certain things which are incidental to the type of use on a zoning district. So for instance, a house in a residential district, there are certain things which you might want to have associated near that house, like a nice big fireplace in the backyard, or maybe a little greenhouse or a deck or a porch. And some things have to meet the same setback requirements as a house. Some things don't. So what we're trying to do is trying to make it easier for someone to build, let's say, a deck where they don't have to meet the same setback requirements as a house structure. Someone who might want to build a little greenhouse, they don't have to meet the same setback requirements as a home. So again, this is trying to be more development friendly. It's trying to make it an easier process for someone to come in and do something that's intended for that zoning district that doesn't necessarily restrict them and say they have to meet the same requirements as a house. They can do it a little bit differently. And that's outlined in the zoning ordinance. So I'd encourage anybody to stop by City Hall to ask about any of these changes. I'd be happy to print you out a copy so you could look at it. And of course, be happy to answer any questions anyone might have.
Yeah, and zoning is one of those things where it has a very big impact on everyone's lives. They just don't realize it until they come in to try to figure something out. So it's important that if you do have any questions, you have any projects you may be planning in the future, definitely it's something that you might want to take a look at.
Oh, absolutely. And I'd say most importantly, before you any construction work, any remodeling, before you start tearing down your fence or changing anything, I'd encourage you to call the city and just ask, do I need a permit to do this? That'll save you trouble in the long run. And I can assure you, we're here to work with our residents. That's why City Hall exists, is we're here to serve the customers of this, which are the citizens of this city. So any questions, any concerns, give us a call. Let's check first, and we want to make it easier for people to build.
All right, and then on a lighter note, you've been here a couple months already, and obviously this is part of the process, as you've learned over the last couple of months, these kind of changes you're proposing right now. But how else is it going for you so far?
You know, things are going great. I've been helping out a lot with the public works side of things in the recent weeks. And so I'm learning more about stormwater retention and engineering than I care to know. And we've also, as hopefully people have seen around town, we've had a lot of projects going on. Things have been breaking. We've been trying to fix those. We've got a lot of projects we're finishing up. And when we build new streets, it's nice and it's great to have new streets. But in the meantime, man, it's such an inconvenience. So I'd certainly like to apologize for all those people who are impacted by the work at Pleasant Street, Highway 14 intersection, all the residents who live down by Howard Street, just north of the hospital, and as well as the hospital. You know, we've got the stormwater project over on South Street that we're doing. So many projects going on town, and it kicks up dust, it big construction equipment, it affects parking. So for all of you who have been very patient with us, we thank you, and we're working hard to get things done quick.
And of course, those projects also will hopefully be, they're good for the long haul.
Yeah, hopefully those are going to be new roads and new sewers that last for 50 years, and we don't have more problems with them, and then we'll, next year get working on a whole new round of projects. But it's important to maintain the infrastructure that we have, and that's what we're trying to do.
All right. Well, thanks very much, Dylan.
Oh, you bet. Thank you.